over the churches in the city this morning. I pray that the people standing in the pews today would sense your presence like never before. I thank you, Lord, that lives will be turned around today, that people will believe you today. They'll believe in you. They'll accept you as Lord today. I thank you, Lord, that strangers on the streets will turn into churches today to hear the word of the living God. I thank you, Lord, for a change in this city, in this state, in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Lord. Come up here, thermostats, and you guys come join me right here. Thermostats, the musicians stay playing except for Danny. I need Danny. Come, thermostats. Come up here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. You're going to pray for Israel. You ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, eyes to see, eyes to see. They can see. They can see. They can see in Jesus' name. Eyes to see, ears to hear, wisdom in Jesus' name. Wisdom in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that they perceive, they know, they see what they need to do. I thank you, Lord, that they will recover all in Jesus' name. The enemy shall be crushed in Jesus' name. Crushed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for good results. Quickly, in Jesus' name, quickly. No, Hezbollah, no, no. You stay out. You stay out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hamas is finished today in Jesus' name. Back off, enemy, in the name of Jesus. Protect our friends, Lord. Protect the borders of America today in Jesus' name. All of those standing for Israel, Lord, we just speak into that White House today and say, do what's right. Do what's right in Jesus' name. Do what's right in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak the peace over Jerusalem, Israel, Netanyahu, the IDF in Jesus' name. All of the intelligence, the Iron Dome. What's that fancy plane called? Anybody know the fancy? There's a real fancy jet. What is it? No, it's got another name. I think. No, it's one of those, but it has its own name. Lord, you know what it is. So that one, Lord. That one. That one crushes in Jesus' name. That one, Lord, in Jesus' name. We believe, we receive, we agree today. Safety. And I just declare Gaza is given back in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, praise the Lord. You can go back. Now, if you're here today and you need prayer for your body, come on down. I'm going to lay hands on you and you're going to be healed right now. Praise the Lord. Anyone need prayer? Come on down. God. Okay. Anybody else? All right. In the name of Jesus, right now, the anointing removes the burden and destroys the yoke. Thank you, Lord, for healing right now. The goodness of God going into this arm in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for this man. We thank you for his healing in the name of Jesus, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Thank you for healing, my brother, in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for Sandy in the name of Jesus, healed in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You hold it. In the name of Jesus, woman of God, receive your healing. Jesus' name. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Were you just holding? Thank you, Lord. You ready? In Jesus' name, right now, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, holy power of God, goodness of God, healed in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. You good? You standing? I'll take it. Okay, thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Heal those eyes in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Okay, you may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Jesse, your turn.
Well, praise the Lord. Let's keep worshiping.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. It's part of the service where you get to sow into your destiny. You get to sow in faith. Hallelujah. Thank you. We're going to make our faith declarations, confessions concerning our tithes and offering. This is a very important thing. Sometimes as we use our faith words, we kind of, say things mindlessly. Don't do that today. Let's everybody stand up. Get your heart and your mind and your faith ready. Are we ready on the screen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Go ahead and get what you believe in God for in your heart and your mind. Ready? Read. Lord, I bring my tithe and offering to you as an act of worship. I honor you with my tithe and offering today as the source of my supply. As a tither, I declare the windows of heaven are open unto me. I receive blessing being poured out to me in such a manner that I do not have room enough to receive it. I receive the promise of the scripture that protects those who tithe. No devourer or destroyer is allowed to access to steal my harvest in Jesus' name. As a giver, I stand in the promise that says, as I give, it is given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. People are always giving to me because I am a giver. I declare I will always have more than enough. Excess and overflow and every need I will ever have shall be provided for in Jesus' name. I am wearing the blessing. I am wearing the mantle of increase. I prophesy increase and overflow. I decree that each year my finances grow to another level of increase and abundance in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. If you want to give via text or online, you can give via text message, VCHL, the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift, or you can give online to victory.org. There's another way. Or you can come visit us here and just give in person. Praise the Lord. Be blessed.
You, Jesse. Glory to God. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Stand back up, please. Say something nice to somebody. I love you too. Thank you very much. Are you saying something nice? All right. That's enough nice. Sit down. I'm just playing. If you have your Bibles this morning, if you'll go to Isaiah 40:28. Praise the Lord. We're going to go somewhere today. You're going to like it. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 40:28. It is my prayer that you are aware of the time frame, the season we're in. And in this season, it would behoove you to keep oil in your lamp. So I believe most of you know what to do to have that happen. Isaiah 40:28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I want to talk to you today about sustained increase. Sustained increase. Say that, sustained increase. To sustain means to maintain. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe there's a pedal on the piano that sustains. Isn't that right? So it holds the chord. It holds the note. So when you're sustaining, you're holding something. And then, it's continual, it's constant. Then to increase would be to grow, to expand, to move. And so you know what? We like increase. Increase is good, but in life, it is not instant increase always, right? Yeah, there's suddenlies. We have suddenlies, and we have surprises, and we have wonderful things. But actually, I want to say this to you. When you got saved, I could guarantee you that someone had prayed for you. You with me? Someone had prayed for you, your grandmother, maybe someone around the world. But the reason why you ended up in the right path at the right place to hear the right thing is because somebody somewhere was praying for you. And so, sustained increase, is something that we want to have, and there's a way to get there. Prayer launches everything. Corporate prayer is so vital, church. It launches ministries. That's why our prayer teams are so important. The 9:40 prayer that we have here, it lasts just a few minutes, but it does a whole lot more than you think it's doing. It's especially, if you come, you make a supply for that, and we're so grateful for that you are willing to come and do that. Resurrection power through corporate prayer is the real secret to Christian service. Amen. Did you get that? Shall I say it again? Resurrection power through corporate prayer is the real success to Christian service. In other words, that's how we're together going to accomplish what we need to accomplish. Now, many of you are members of prayer groups, you know, wider things like the worldwide prayers, with Miss Billy, and then, Terry Copeland has something, and then, oh gosh, we go on and on. All sorts of people, have groups that are praying, and then we have the thermostats here who pray together. Thermostats meaning that we're not just judging what temperature it is, we're changing it, we're setting it to what we want it to be, because we have authority in the earth. Now, so, look at Acts 4:31. I want to take you somewhere here and show you something. I'm believing that you're going to walk out of here wanting to live in sustained increase. That you're going to go up, 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 up. This year has been a good year. Now, there are a lot of things that I pray for, most importantly you. And most importantly, the way this ministry is going to go. And then I have personal things that I prayed for. I just had four big things I prayed for that because I haven't really been doing it so much lately. I had my mind on other things. But the Lord asked me this year, tell me what you want. And so I had four things I prayed for, and I've got three of them. One of them was to go to Europe, and we did that. We went to Europe. The second one was I wanted to fly first class. Because I always fly in the back, and I said, Lord, I want to fly first class. And so, we did. We flew first class on the last place we went. And it, by the way, that wasn't charged to the church. It would be okay if it was, but it wasn't. Actually the one today that I'm going to fly on is first class, and that came because I have a venture card and I get points. Okay, so that's what I mean is that one's not charged to the church. If I go somewhere on a mission, that would get charged to the church. Let me be clear about that. ministry business, but, you know, otherwise, it's not coming out of your pocket, so don't start going, he's spending that money. Anyway, so, yeah, like you really think that. I know you don't. So, went to Europe. That's right. Amen. Somebody just says, it's not my money. Praise the Lord. So, I went to Europe, flew first class, and I wanted to get a new car. And it's sitting out there. So, I have one more thing that I want. Y'all want to know what it is? You going to agree with me on it? I want a swim spa.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. So So that costs almost as much as a car. But God does things. He does things for me. Those are just personal things I want. I have just about everything I want, but more than I want any of things. They can all leave tomorrow. In fact, I've given vehicles away. That doesn't matter to me that much, but more than anything, I want for us to succeed.
Yes.
Together, corporately. I want to see you get the things you want.
Yes.
I want to see you get blessed. There's nothing wrong with getting blessed. God loves you.
Right.
And he wants you to be blessed. But it's also a great testimony when you're standing in faith and things happen, like what happened to you this last week. You sowed your seed and boom, all kinds of stuff started happening. And it's continuing.
Yes.
And what happens when Lizzie gave her testimony of all the things that happened from that seed, that was really prophetic because then you knew that the potential was there for you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even preaching my word, but I need to get back to it. Praise the Lord. So, we're first class people. Amen. And so we should, have sustained increase. We should be going up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, so Acts 4:31, are you there? And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Okay? Did you hear that? And when they had what? Prayed. The place where they were assembled was shaken. Okay, so corporate prayer shook the place. Corporate prayer shook the place. The people there were changed. That prayer meeting not only provided the boldness and the liberty for the apostles to keep preaching in Jesus' name, but there was enough power produced there for them to begin to work miracles that stunned the city. How about some miracles that stun the city? How about that? How about miracles that stun the city? We're talking way above cars and stuff here. Amen. We're blessed. We thank you for that, Lord. But we're talking about glory here. We're talking about the important things of life. It's called people. Amen. We're glad for all the goodness. We're glad that we all live in good houses and that we have good clothes and that we get to go on vacation and all these things. But more importantly is this day, this season, this time. He loves us. He wants us to have everything, but we need to now begin to start focusing on the season we're in and spiritually dress for this season. Corporate prayer shook the place. They got boldness, they got liberty, and miracles began to pour out. How did they get the miracles? They prayed. How did they get them? They prayed. How'd they pray? Corporately. Corporately they prayed. The rivers of resurrection power that were released brought forth such a divine power that in that very next chapter there, what you see is signs and wonders were just being done with the people. Believers were increasing. They were being added to the Lord. Lord, wherever they're going, thank you for taking care of the people in Jesus' name. Those of you who are watching online, there's a helicopter flying out, a life flight flying out. I'm not just talking to bugs in the air. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So, the shadow of Peter, just Peter walking by, people were getting gathered at, were gathering out in the streets, and they're getting healed. That's the kind of power that happened from corporate prayer. Hallelujah. People that had tormenting spirits were delivered. You know, nowadays there's a lot going on trying to stop the flow. Amen? But listen, when they tried to stop the apostles, prayer brought on a resurrection power that had angels opening prison doors. I am just so fed up with people being in prison that don't belong there. I pray for those people almost daily that went to prison for no reason. Because of some evil regime. And y'all know what I'm talking about. But with enough corporate prayer, I believe those doors can come open. Do you believe that? Praise the Lord. So prison doors were open. Well, why do you think their prayers were so powerful? I'm going to tell you. They prayed expecting God to answer. They prayed expecting God to answer. When we pray, we're not just praying, oh Lord, if it be thy will. We pray that maybe somehow kinda you might, if you just could. Hey, God is the God of the universes. He's more powerful than anything you can look at or know about. He wins. And when we pray what he tells us to pray, we will see results. Praise the Lord. So, I tell you, this is the secret to being effective. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
This is how you're going to be effective. When we pray, we don't always know the direction that the Holy Spirit's taking us. But we just start out worshiping. We just start out praying. And then many things and ministries can be birthed out of that.
Yeah.
We can do that. Mm-hmm. Listen to Acts 13:2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. Listen to me very mindfully in the next few sentences I'm going to say to you. This is going to flip our church right into the perfect place for the season. Okay? Will you listen to me? Everybody? Wakey, wakey. Okay, now, they ministered to the Lord. The Holy Spirit spoke. They were then able to lay hands on Paul and Barnabas and send them out, and it created what? A new ministry, a new path.
Okay.
Walk with me.
Yeah.
Now, what happened to them, they go out, and when they get out there next to the water, there's a boat waiting for them. It's already there.
Yeah.
Did you hear me? It's already there.
Yeah. Okay.
They're not waiting for their ship to come in.
Yeah.
How'd the boat get there? The corporate prayer.
Amen. That's good. That's right.
Now, just like, here's my statement to you. Just like they were sent out, there was a path made for them to be sent out. But just like there was a path made for them to be sent out, we can make paths for those who need to come in. Did you hear me?
Yes.
So they cannot get here and they cannot fill their slots and be in their places until we make a path spiritually. How many of you team leaders today pray for new people to take their place? Danny's got both hands up back there. Amen. Or do you just continue, you know, to just wish that you have, boy, sure do wish we could fill that slot. Sure do wish we could fill that slot. Man, I wish we could fill that slot. I wish we had the people. I wish we had the people. Build the path.
Yeah.
Build the path. Well, I wish we had these clients. Well, I wish they would say yes. Well, I wish da da da. Well, I wish that. Build the path. Build the path in the Spirit. This is what we have to do. Remember, you can start a move of God halfway around the world with your prayers. Why not start one here too? Church, dozing is dangerous. Dozing is dangerous, especially in these times. 1 Timothy 3:1 says, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. Do you think we're in perilous times? You have to be sleeping hard not to know that these are perilous times. You have to have your head in the sand if you're not realizing that we're in perilous times. We are at the end of the age. Jesus is coming.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. People are dozing. Christians are dozing. Christians are staying home. Christians are just falling off. Getting mad, whatever. It's dangerous to doze. Everybody's going, I better keep my eyes open. She gonna come out there. You know, we're just seeing this now. So you have to understand that. And I want to say this mindfully because y'all know what I believe. But there are battles between light and darkness right now. And as praying saints, we have to be ever aware of the spiritual war. Not that we're fighting a battle that we're losing. We have already won. We've already won the war. But there are battles going on with people where we don't want to lose people. For instance, right now in Israel, we're praying a quick crush because they're kidnapping people and stuff like that. And we don't want another person lost, another person having to die or be hurt, right? So when we get into these places where we need to pray, we don't want any casualties. So we want to get through, pray it through. We know we won't. We're like, yeah, we read the end of the book. We're going to win. So whatever happens, que sera, sera. No. God's counting on us to say something.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
If the evil regime is going to come down, it's going to be by prayer. It's going to be by a great awakening. Amen.
Amen.
People need to be liberated right now. We know that. And here's the truth. If the ones on the physical front lines are going to have a breakthrough, we need to clear a path in the spirit realm for them to come through. And yes, join the Flashpoint Army. Yes, get your t-shirt and your badge. Yes, go vote. Yes, talk it. Yes, vote Bible. Yes, do all those things. But remember to pray in the spirit for what's going on in this world. Because if we don't move it in the spirit realm, it's not gonna move. How many of y'all are still thinking about my car? See, you're not though. You want to know why? It's part of my sermon. This is all set up like this. Because you care about what's going on. You're not sitting here being judges over who gets what. No, you care.
Yeah.
You care about what's really going on. So now let's go to the next place. Let's get in this season. Let's get into the place we need to get into with our prayer, with what we need to be saying. Build these paths. Amen. Glory to God. Now, personally, corporately, we're all looking for sustainable increase. You should have it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You should have all the blessings like I've had this year. You should have all those things. God wants you to have them. It's covenant with Him. He wants you to sleep well. driving a warm and cool car. He wants you to be comfortable. He wants you to have good clothes. He wants you to be blessed. He wants all those things. So when I'm talking about sustainable increase, I'm not excluding that. If you win, more people can win. If you're sustained, other people can be sustained. If you have a good testimony, other people can stop being victims and become victors. So you winning is a good thing. You being blessed is a good thing. Plus, you could just get more done. Real sustainable increase always comes from the inside out. In everything. In your life, in your assignment, in this church, in whatever you have on your fridge right now that you're believing for. House, car, health, your family members getting saved. Whatever is, you know, a lot of people put it on your fridge because you go there often and you'll pray, right? Praise the Lord. Are y'all still here?
I'm here, very much.
You didn't get my fridge joke, so. To increase on the outside, you must increase on the inside.
Yeah.
Tell somebody that. You have to increase on the inside. You have to have a capacity. You have to build. You have to, listen, you have to be able to receive. You have to be able to receive. You got to get your receiver going. It's because if you don't receive it in, if you don't receive your new mattress in here, you're not going to get it out here. Unless you think I'll just put it on credit. I'm just going to warn you, credit ought to be over. Not in these days. Go for debt freedom. Go for debt freedom. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I just remember Pastor Lynn Hammond. She's one of my mentors that I really love. She told us one time that she and Mac were believing for a new church building. And so they went to the Lord about it and they're praying about it and asking him, okay, lead us please. We're keen to your guidance. You're going to lead us, we know. And he said something unusual to him, to them. He said, give me your mornings. Now listen, that doesn't compute with over half of the Christian world. Yeah. Lord, we need a new building. Okay, give me your mornings. What?
Yeah.
Two people liked it. Mac and Lynn. So they did that and they worshiped God and they prayed and they meditated the word and God's promises and they fellowshipped with the Lord and they didn't go out busting down doors looking for a building. They just believed God. They were believing God. They were working on it, but they were building capacity by giving him their mornings. And pretty soon they got big enough on the inside to receive their building. I just want to ask you something right now. Are you big enough on the inside to receive your new home? Are you? Are you big enough on the inside to receive whatever this church needs?
Yes.
Are you? Because this is your church. Are you big enough on the inside to receive the plan of God in your life? If you're not, it's real easy to get that way. Increase the inside. I'm glad y'all are all big enough. I'm not big enough for everything. I want an increase. I want an increase. There's way bigger things that I want to do. There's way more things I want to plant. There's way more people I want to reach. There's a much deeper glory I want to go into. I want miracles, signs and wonders. I want them above mattresses and all the stuff. I want to see God move. I'll take it all, but I want that more than anything. So I have to build the capacity for that. I have to build the capacity. I want people in their places so that we can all minister to one another in here. I want the teams to be built. How are they going to be built? We got to create the paths. We got to get big enough on the inside to receive those people. Yes. Big enough on the inside to receive. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think somebody got it. So they got their building because they got big enough on the inside to get it. Maybe you're mental assenting some things and you're really not big enough on the inside to get it. Maybe instead you say, yeah, I believe I receive, and then you worry. You're worried about it, you're worried about it, you're worried about it. Worry is the devil's playground. How do I know if you're worrying and if you're thinking about it all the time? What am I going to do? 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 Oh no, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? That's worry. How will that happen? What will it? What? No. No. Get rid of worry and build a capacity to receive what God has for you in your assignment. You are assigned to a place and it's here. You are assigned to a particular neighborhood. You are assigned to a particular house. You're assigned to a particular job that you do. You're assigned to it. There are people right now that when you build that path on the inside, you're going to run right into them on the outside.
Amen.
Glory. Amen. I've seen you do that a lot of times. It's just going to get bigger.
Yeah.
Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Your work, your ministry, your relationships, your team increase can come if you'll get bigger on the inside. In fact, I believe we could go to a greater percentage by December 31st. We could have sustained increase. Get out, devil, in the name of Jesus, and we open our ears for what God is saying. Sustained increase comes by going into God and allowing Him to make you bigger in your spirit so you can receive what you want out here. Anybody know Andrew Womack?
Yeah.
Andrew believes big.
Yes, he does.
Buildings going in everywhere. And I'll tell you right now, he's got the best accent of every preacher I know. Andrew's believing for wonderful, huge plan. Brother Copeland is. And yet there are some people, some Christians right now, just believing they can take their next breath. There's people in every place. Wherever you are right now, let's go up. Let's get something and it's sustained so it keeps climbing and keeps climbing and keeps climbing. How are we going to do it? We're going to change the inside. We're going to change the inside. Here's something else you need to see. Exodus 23:30 says, little by little I will drive them out from before you until you have increased and you inherit the land. Little by little. There's nothing wrong with little by little. Everybody wants to go Jack in the Box. That was the first one, you know, where you could drive through and get a hamburger in 20 seconds. It's going to be up to you how fast you can receive something. Not a, God wants you to have it. God wants you to have it. God wants you to have a good paying job. God wants you to be blessed. God wants you to be able to work what you do in this ministry. God wants you to have a good witness. God wants you to be well. God wants you to have peace. God wants you to have joy. God wants you to live in the gift, the fruits of the Spirit, working the gifts of the Spirit, flowing in the things of God, just having peace every day. God wants all that. He's already saying yes.
Amen.
So that means you have to build your capacity.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor, you sure are harping on this. That's my full intention.
Amen.
Get above. Mm-hmm. We need to come to the place where things are actually just a blessing side note. You see, can you see my path here?
Yeah.
Okay. But that we're actually moving into these places, filling our lamps with oil, watching, knowing what paths to build, knowing how to increase our capacity. Amen. It's the bigger picture. Praise God. I want to say something to you, to all of you. These upcoming 2 years are going to be your years of increase. And you're like, well, I don't know. It looks like the government's running us the other way. Are you going with them? Or are you going with the kingdom of God? Here's the deal. You need to get big enough on the inside to receive more than what you have right now. Receive it. And I know a lot of you are thinking finances. That's okay. You can think that if that's what you need. Good, get it. But I'm talking even above that. Receive what you need to do to operate and flow in the things God wants you to flow in. And it would behoove you to have some money in case God wakes you up at 6 o'clock in the morning and says, you get to so-and-so city. I need you there today.
Yeah, that's right.
What? I can't go out there. See, you need to get bigger on the inside.
That's right.
Go ye. That's right. You need to get big enough on the inside to receive more than what you have right now. And listen, for those of you here, and it may not be all, obviously it's not. But for those of you who care about Victory Church, if you care about our years of increase, then we're going to have to get big enough to receive what God has for us.
Yes.
God is calling us to increase together.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. And I'm not talking about money right now, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, praise God for funds coming in so we can build the next building and all that. And we're going to redo all the floors. That's being put on the page right now. Finish this room out. But I'm not talking about material things. I'm talking about us being ready to hold the awakening. Here's the deal. He's calling you to prayer and more time with him. That's what he's doing. If y'all were saying, yes, we want to. Yeah, a while ago, now you're quiet. But yes, we want it. Well, then he's calling you to prayer and to spend time with him. That's what he's doing. I read about a missionary who told God, God told him, he said, I'm calling you to increase. God just told him that. I'm calling you to increase. Victory, God's calling you to increase. Sustained increase, okay? But this missionary was being called to increase. And so he said, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? And he, once again, just like Pastor Mac and Lynn, he said, I want you to dedicate yourself to prayer for the next 6 months. And so this missionary began to pray. And in that time, he prayed and he found out that the Lord was leading him in some travailing and groaning. Y'all know what that is. It's just deep prayer and there's a deep sound to it and such. And he prayed and he began to do that. Here's a scripture for that. Galatians 4:19 says, my little children of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Travail in birth. You birth things in prayer. You birth things in prayer. You need to write that down. You birth things in prayer. When you're spending time with him and you notice you get into this place with him and it gets to be a deeper place and you're kind of like, huh. And so, yeah, some of you thermostats here, a lot of times we'll go in and not even sound like ourselves. What's happening? God's birthing things.
Yeah, yeah.
He's birthing things in the spirit and he's using us.
Yeah.
We're the mid people, the midwife people, but right. Doesn't exclude the gentleman.
Yeah.
Amen. So what happens is, by the time he gets down 6 months, he's 25% up on his church planting, and then he went up to 50%. The door started opening. Why? Prayer. Prayer. You have to walk where God has worked. You have to walk. You want your house? Pray. Get big enough to receive it. And you'll walk right into where he's already worked. You want your success? Walk right into where he's worked. You want to win the family? Walk right into where he's worked. Pretty soon they'll come out. Cousin Art. I know you're a Christian. I know you're a big Christian, and I want to know what you know. Well, that's coming. If God has worked there, they'll open up and start coming to you.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor, I don't care about any of that. I just need my stuff. Well, see, you're not thinking about what Jesus has done for us. We're not going to hell.
Glory to God.
And guess what? I don't know about you, but I'm not living in hell on earth right now.
That's right. Thank you.
I'm living the dream.
Yes. Glory to God.
I was thinking about that this morning. I thought, man, my life hadn't been hell on earth since I found the word of faith.
Oh, thank you.
It has. When I found out that God was really good, I don't have hell on earth. Do we have stuff to work through? Yeah, but most of the stuff I've had to work through, stuff I brought on myself. You know, just thinking about it too much. That's good preaching right there. It's right. Loop him. I love you, Margaret. She's the happiest laugh. She's living the dream. See, many times people won't pray through. That's what we call it, us old time prayers. You pray through to get the breakthrough. You gotta pray through. We've had such great teachers. You know, we spent 20 something years going to pray with Miss Billy and Miss Lynn and Miss Lucy and Patsy Caminetti and people like that. And so we were raised up. So we know how to lock arms and pray. That's why I had all the thermostats come up. There was power in that. There's power. We didn't actually all lock arms, but we did in the spirit. And we actually got to that place where we pushed something. And you can say today that we helped something break through in Israel. They're what, about to go to sleep over there? Or are already asleep? They're 8 hours ahead. Okay. So they're, it's evening. So, but we helped them today. You helped them today. You did. You broke through something in the spirit. You cleared a path out for them today.
Yeah. Praise God.
Dozing is dangerous.
Yeah.
Here's my question for you. You want doors to open? Do you want increase to manifest?
Mm-hmm.
Then increase your inside, increase your spirit. Increase inside. Build paths like John the Baptist did for Jesus. He was the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Take down the mountains. Build up the valleys so the King of Glory can come in. In those days, they sent out a road crew. And they got the ground all pretty so the King could be carried through on smooth ground. That's what those scriptures mean about that. Well, for us, we want the King of Glory to come in. We want to build a path to cousin so-and-so. We want to build a path to grandchildren and children. We want to build a path to your home. We want to build a path to the next ministry we need to do. We want to build the path. And it does it when you grow on the inside. So I'm going to do it like this, but you know it's in here. You begin to worship him, and then he begins to come through and begin and build that path. You're looking up, and then he looks out and begins to build that path. You got to go up. You say, Lord, thank you, Jesus. You can step over. If you'll get so used to fellowshipping with God and being his friend, you don't have to worship for 45 minutes to get in there. You can step right in and start praying.
Yeah.
Just look up in here, start. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, some people are so dull in their flesh, they can't, they don't even know what I'm talking about. I don't know, I don't feel nothing. We'll get to that. In fact, we probably ought to just talk about it right now. We'll go down the home trail here on that. The book of Acts prayed. The people there prayed. They opened doors. Miracles happened. Prisoners were released. This is what we're looking for. We need for doors to open, prisoners to be released, brokenhearted to be healed, people to get whole.
Yes.
Yeah, amen. Praise the Lord. We need to see people come in. We need all these things. We need the glory of God manifesting the realm of God so that people can get what they need. And maybe just today you're saying, Pastor, you know, I really do want this. I do want it, but I just don't seem to feel the Holy Spirit promptings like y'all do. And I can't seem to sense them and I can't seem to distinguish His voice. Well, listen to me now. If that's the case with you and you look straight ahead, you don't go, that's me. You know, just look straight ahead and I'm just going to tell you. It's certainly not because you don't have the capacity. Okay. Jesus told us that as His disciples, we can know and recognize Holy Spirit. So you can know and recognize Holy Spirit. As His sheep, we hear His voice. Am I right? John 10:27. Now, so first, you need to settle this. You're born again, right?
Yes.
You have received Jesus as your Lord by confessing that.
That's right.
And believing in your heart. Okay. Then you're baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Now, you got the Spirit of God went in you. I'm gonna go baby here, okay? Because somebody out there might need to know this. When you were born again, the Holy Spirit came in you, but to be baptized in the Holy Spirit is to let Him flow up and out of you. And when that happens, it means that you yield to the Spirit of God, and then you get an overflow, and you begin to sense and feel the power of God. We don't teach people to talk in tongues. That comes out when the Spirit begins to move. If you're sitting around, I can't seem to say more than yabba-dabba-doo. I just can't seem to say more. Well, listen to me. That's not your job to try to do it. You have to yield to the Spirit and worship Him enough. Worship Him enough. Get into that place where you get in the overflow and you'll just get a full language. Yeah, you will.
Amen.
Okay, that was free. Now, let's go on. Now, so you're baptized in the Holy Spirit. You can then perceive His leadings. The Bible says you have an unction from the Holy One. A lot of times it's just an unction. It's not always a voice. It's an unction. Oh, go this way. Oh, go do this. Oh, look right over there and see that person. Immediately the Lord told me when Jesse hit a certain place in one of the songs, He says, when it's your turn, I want you to say this out loud. Eyes to see. And so I did that. Okay. So, no, those were words, but there was an unction behind it, but there's just different ways you can do that. Now, so you have this ability now. Here's the problem. The problem is the distraction of the natural world and the noise of your flesh drowning out the sound to perceive the leadings of the Lord. The world and your flesh are drowning it out. Your soul's too big. Your spirit, soul, and body, you're going to have to get your spirit in ascendancy. So you're going to do that by talking and worshiping and reading the word and looking at the word and hearing the word. Faith come by hearing and hearing. You're going to do those things and it's going to begin to enlarge you and then you're going to be able to hear. That's that side of it. The other side is you. Let me walk through that a little slower. You don't want everything drowning out His voice. He's always talking. If you can't hear Him, it's being drowned out. Okay? Now, let's just do natural terms and then I'll just be blunt. Okay? Okay. So, let's say that you're sitting in an empty room. Are you there? Imagine that. Okay. You're listening to your best friend talk. Imagine your best friend. Okay? Whether that's your spouse or whoever it is. Now, you're sitting in there and you're listening to them talk. You can hear every word they're saying. You pick up every inflection of their voice. Are you there?
Yeah.
Can you hear? Okay. Now, because you know that friend so well, you can pick up on everything that they're trying to communicate to you. Right?
Okay.
It's real easy. Real easy. Okay. Now, so, then the room begins to fill up with people. And they're all chattering. And more people come in, and your friend's still talking to you. And then so you get to this place where you miss a few words, and you misunderstand a few things.
Yeah.
Are you walking with me?
Yeah.
So you're going, now what? Oh, okay. But it's getting clattery and cluttery.
Right.
Okay. But then the construction crew comes with a hammer and a buzzsaw.
Yeah.
And they're in the room. And they're drowning out everything. And you can't hear a thing that's being said. Clatter and clutter and buzz. Amen. Your friend's still moving their lips. But you can't hear it. You can't hear that voice that is so important. Because something is noisy all around you. Are you with me now?
Yeah.
All we have to do then to get rid of this is do what the New Testament says to do. Separate ourselves to God. Take your friend and walk out of the room. Take some time. I'm going to say it to you like this. Can we just cut to the chase here? Take some time to not gratify your flesh. Tell it no sometimes.
Yeah.
No, you're not doing that. No, you're not saying that. No, you're not watching that. Hand, put phone down. Put phone down. Turn TikTok off. Put Facebook on. Oh, so-and-so was at a party. Oh, so-and-so was drinking coffee. Don't get mad at me. I'm helping you. Here's what you do. Romans 12:8-12. So then, beloved ones, the flesh has no claim on us at all. And we have no further obligation to live in obedience to it. For when we live controlled by the flesh, you are about to die. But if the life of the Spirit puts to death the corrupt ways of the flesh, when we then taste His abundant life. The mature children of God, do you hear that? Are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. The mature children of God have set themselves up where they can feel the impulse of what God is doing.
Right.
You don't have to guess.
Right. Exactly.
Listen, God's not trying to take away your fun.
No.
You got your phone? You're going to look at it sometimes. You got friends? You're going to look at Facebook sometime. But it doesn't have to be
an obsession.
It doesn't have to be an obsession. Doesn't have to be. Deb had a relative one time, and when you went, you couldn't go to see them when their program was on. They say, "I'm watching my program. Don't come." It was an elder person. My program's on, so don't come at 2. The Stomach Turns is on at that time, and I need to. How y'all remember The World Turns? Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Hope you didn't watch it, but you know. Our grandparents did, you know. Well, my grandmother didn't, but my grandmother didn't have TV probably. Okay, anyway, separate yourselves unto God. Turn down the external voices. Turn them down. Go somewhere. Walk outside. Go to your room. Sit down in your favorite chair. Read some word. Talk to God. Listen. Listen to the birds for a minute. Cut out the noise. Cut out the noise. Now, listen, that doesn't just mean phones and Facebook and TV. How about cutting out the noise of worry and hate and offense and judging? I tell you, I'm not going back over there. All they do is care about money. I've heard people say that over and over about the churches. What a waste of time. Well, I ain't going over there. They're over there. They act crazy. They're so emotional over there. What a waste of time. Don't come then. We're talking about serious business in the world of the spirit here. God loves you. You know, you sit about around putting your makeup on and thinking about how we did you wrong or what you don't like about us. Or you don't like that first song that who did the first song? I'll blame it on you.
Yeah, go ahead.
You don't like that first song Deb did?
Yeah.
Why can't they give that song to Jesse? What are you thinking about that for? You could be thinking about, the Lord is my shepherd. I will not lack. Miss Deb will not lack. You could be thinking about that. I'm telling you, if they look at me with that side eye one more time, I'm leaving. What's a side eye? I don't even know what that is. I've just heard people say it. Is that like looking mean? Okay. Is that eyebrow like you do your kids? Okay. It's all junk. It's all junk. Be judging. Don't just, you just get with God and deal with you. Okay, we're getting down to me being mama whooping here. Mind your own business.
Yes, ma'am.
Here's our business together. We are going to have sustained increase by building our spirits and praying together, and I gotta hurry. Okay. So here's what I'm gonna say to you. If you have any desire to see victory increase, people are going, oh no, is she going to ask for something? No, I'm not. Join in prayer, in making paths for those who need to get here and get in their places. Can we do that?
Yes.
We have places that need to be filled right now. And I'm going to put you to point right here, team leaders. Are you praying for your team members? Are you praying for the right ones to come take their place? Are you praying about that? Are you praying with them? Are you praying for them? Are you even team building? Because if you're going to team build, that means you have to have people on your team. And so, what you gonna do first? Well, I guess I better run out and see if Art will be on my team. No, you pray. Y'all still like me?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes we just have to mortify the flesh. So here it comes. That's like crush, put down. And if we do this, then we're going to be able to hear his leadings, hear his calling. Yes, but I need about 6.5 more months to get over my emotional things. Well, we'll leave you here when we go on the rapture so you can deal with it if you want. No, I'm kidding. No, but I am kidding about that. It's not. I was kidding. Don't send me an ugly letter. I was kidding. But the truth is, don't get left behind. Don't get left behind spiritually here. Everybody running forward. This happened today. This miracle happened today. This is success. I had this. I did this. This person got saved. This happened. We watched this happen. Smooth babies being born. No hassles. We did this. We did that. So-and-so got healed. How about those kind of reports? How about they're coming from everywhere?
Yeah.
How about people walk in the door and say, man, I found my church. This is it. What'd you do at the last church? Well, I was a children's pastor and I played the bass guitar and I played the piano and other than this is going to fill all the spots. Of course, they have to be here 90 days before they can do that. But they'll be here and they're coming.
Yeah.
And some of them may already be here in the room.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But we have to build that path for them.
Mm-hmm.
Unstop your spiritual ears that are having that low level natural junk flowing there. So this is the call. You are called to increase. You are called to sustained increase. Financial, social, spiritual, physical, All of these things are good. God loves your body and what you get to, you know, your stuff. He doesn't necessarily love the stuff. He gives you the stuff. But he loves for you to get to have it as much as he loves your spirit part. But your spirit part, you can't have all that if your spirit part doesn't get big enough to receive it. If you're running out of money before you run out of month, you need to build your capacity. You need more coming in. If you're leave here today, and by the time you get to the restaurant, you're griping and complaining, you need to build your capacity. If you're worrying about what you're going to do in the next few days because something's not working, I don't know, I don't have an answer, build your capacity. Get your spirit bigger. How are you going to do it? You're going to pray in the spirit. You're going to pray. You're going to pray. Have somebody pray with you. So you'll increase your inside, your spirit, so that you can increase the outside. Say no to the noise. Now, if you would like to watch us increase and be a part of that, I'm going to give you something real simple to do. And those of you that will want to do it, we'll see it next Sunday. Now, first of all, I want to say this to you, and then I'm going to say that, and then I'm going to start getting ready to pray for you, and we'll be right on the clock. Church, stop looking at what you're not doing and feeling bad about yourself. Okay? None of this is intended for that. This is intended to get you to get to move forward. So what I'm telling you to do is find something that you're doing right and say, you know what? I'm doing that. I could check that off. I'm doing that. And then say, Lord, what's next? What could I do that's going to help move the kingdom forward? And then do that and then check it off. You could do it on a calendar. Get a desk calendar or a calendar. Put some kind of calendar up there and go, you know what? Today I did this. The Lord told me about a couple of years ago that I need to start drinking this stuff. Y'all probably never heard of it, but it's called barley green. Okay, so I'd drink some and I'd quit. And I'd drink some and I'd quit. And I'd drink some and I'd quit. I'd drink some and then I'd quit because, yeah, it didn't taste like Dr. Pepper. But I'm just being real. But not so long ago, I started drinking barley green, and I've had it every day. I'm on my second jar. I'm on my second month here, and I've had it every single morning. So I'm checking that off. I do that right. I take my vitamins. I pray with the thermostats. I read my Bible. Just start saying that to yourself. Well, I do this every day. I pray for Vicente every day. He's my person that I pray for. I'm praying for him every day. And just start, look at the good you're doing. Have a board meeting with yourself. Well, we're doing this good. Well, we're doing this good. Well, maybe, you know, well, this is good. We're doing this good. And let's say if you're sitting here right now saying, well, I don't do anything good, I rebuke lies and depression off of you in the name of Jesus. Okay. Now, this is what I would say. Remember that I said to you that we could build paths for people to come in, that we could enlarge our spirit, get bigger on the inside so we can receive. Like right now, you're believing for your honey to have a new car, so you got to get that capacity going. You're praying. Make a path for that vehicle to come in on. Just make a path for it. Start praying. Get your inside going. Now, at 9:40... on Sunday mornings, you could actually put your flesh down, crush it, and be here at 9:40 and pray in the kitchen with us. You could do that, and that's real easy. We only pray for 5 minutes.
Right.
We only pray for 5 or 10 minutes. Yeah. And listen, if you're like, oh, but what if you call on me and I'm shy? We're not going to call on you.
No.
We pick out particular people that we know talk. You don't have to be afraid of anything. But if you came in there and made your supply, if you finished your coffee at 9:40, If you finished talking to everybody at 9:40 and you just stepped in there for 5 minutes and prayed, think of the paths we could break through getting people through the door, people to your meeting, people to all of our meetings, getting people back in here on Wednesday night, getting people, even people back into the other churches wherever they belong. We could actually move things in this city, in this state, in this world if we would just all corporately pray together. And all it would mean is that you'd have to crush your flesh for 20 minutes. Instead of coming at 10:01, you could come at 9:40. That means you'd have to get up at 7 instead of 7:20. It's easy, isn't it?
It is.
That's so easy. And you could just walk right in there. Yeah, but you know, everybody's talking to me. Well, excuse me, Miss Popular, but you could get up and come on in there and crush your flesh and your popularity for that moment.
Yes! Bridget, right.
I like that.
Thank you, Margaret. You're always on my side. We could really make a difference.
Yeah.
And then, on Tuesdays, Pastor Danny Schaefer has a prayer meeting here.
Yeah.
You could actually stop by here or get online and pray with her.
Yes.
Like, well, I don't know how to pray. Well, sit in here and say amen.
Yeah.
Don't sleep. Yeah. Just add an amen. Learn to pray. That's part of what we do is teach you to pray. That's part of what we're doing.
Amen.
You could, if you have time, drop in here. You could slip in here and go, I can only stay for 15 minutes, but I'm going to pray and then I'm going to get out of here. You could be praying corporately with this church. We could fill up this building. We could get everything we need. You know, if we do this, we might even start planting other churches.
Glory.
I saw some of y'all go, I'm not going to the other one. Somebody might. I mean, y'all have everything you need. I could go do it. Silence in the church. It'll be a Tuesday night meeting. Okay. All right. So, are you with me, church? Do you see what I'm telling you? Just do these easy things. Come on Wednesday nights. Pray with us. And I highly suspect we're going to start having the circle again. We're going to have a Sunday night meeting every once in a while. Some glory nights. And so, step up. Step up. Well, you know, I just don't have to, put the flesh down.
Yeah. Right.
Put the flesh down. Well, I don't feel good. I work too hard on Wednesday nights. Well, that's interesting because so is everybody who's on the stage has worked all day. So have we worked. And we're doing it. You can do it. You can do it. Well, I don't want to come over here at that time. Well, I don't want to drive. Well, get somebody to come pick you up.
Yeah.
Everybody in here's got a car. Anybody in here not got a car? We all have cars. Praise the Lord. Be willing to go get somebody.
Amen.
The Baptist people drive a bus around and pick people up.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is cool.
John, how many buses did we have at Victory Christian Center? 12 buses? We had 12 buses going out picking up people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have any buses. Well, we will if we build our inside.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We could go higher.
Yeah.
We could do more.
Yeah.
That's right. It's all about the kingdom. All right, so we can make our supply. Church, it's not up to just the thermostats.
No.
We need your presence.
Yes.
We need your presence to make supply.
Exactly.
The church of the living God needs people to come.
Yeah.
Well, it's just too easy to watch you from home. Let's see, let's go back to that scripture about crushing the flesh, right?
Yeah.
Get up.
Yeah.
Come.
Amen.
Do it.
Amen.
Brother Jerry, when he first was in the ministry, he stood on the side of the tub so he could stay awake and make his confessions.
Yeah.
He forced himself, and look at him now.
Wow.
He's changed the world.
Wow. Yeah. Glory to God.
You're going to have to do something.
Right.
Well, I don't really have any friends at the church. Well, get up out of your chair and go around and talk to people.
Yeah.
And then you'll have some friends.
Right.
Amen?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put the mama whooping up. Okay, let's stand up. Praise the Lord. Are you with me?
Yes.
We're going to fill every slot with the most anointed people.
Yes,
we're going to have the best prayers.
Yes,
we're going to have people who really want to do the jobs and pay attention to them, practice what they do instead of running in here and just trying to figure it out. We're going to have people who know how to witness to people, pray for people, allow the miracles to go forth. We're going to have all those things. We're going to have the glory manifest in here so thickly that you won't be able to see anything but a cloud. And that all happens when we join together corporately and make a path for the glory to come in.
Yes.
Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. That's what we need to be doing.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And for those of you listening, I want to pray this over you too. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now I pray for all those listening. I pray that they'll receive the harvest from the seeds they have sown. I pray that they will see their dreams come true in their assignments, in their family life, in their houses and property. I pray they'll step into sustained increase today as they are called, and listen to this, as they are called to the next 2 years of financial authority. I pray that they will step into sustained increase by working from the inside out. I thank you that they will increase so that signs and wonders and miracles and blessing and all that you have, all the healing power that you have, they'll be able to lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. People will recognize the power of God on them, on them in Jesus' name. They'll be able to receive all that is being offered today. I pray that they'll make a fresh commitment to stop the noise, to hear you, to pray, to say no to their flesh. I pray that you bless them with uncommon blessings as they approach you on new levels. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. All right, class. How are you going to do it? Tell me. And how do you, what happens when you pray? Who's saying it? What? You're making a path. But how do you, what do you do on the inside? You got to increase on the inside so you can increase on the outside. Increase on the inside so you can increase on the outside. You got to do it on the inside so you can get it on the outside. You got to do it in here so you can get it out here. Say it. You got to do it in here so I can get it out there.
Yeah. Amen.
Church, listen. Not everybody has what you have. Some people, if they just did have a car or a place to lay their head, they're still praying for stuff like that, where you're way past that kind of stuff. But see, if you had capacity, if you were strong, and you can teach them, they can get what they need. They can get what they need. Well, you need to teach us. I'm doing it every chance I get. We've started pursuing truth. I'm here on Sundays. I'm here on Wednesdays. We're doing everything we can to make available voices to you. We're praying for you every week. We pray Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday specifically. There's a private prayer group that prays for you. You can come on Tuesdays, be a part of that. You can be on the thermostat team. But yeah, I'm going to tell you, if you do that, you need to pray.
Yeah. Right.
You need to be praying, not just sit there, amen, amen, amen. Amen. You can learn how to do these things. You can learn how to prosper. You can teach other people how to prosper.
Yes.
It shouldn't be named among us that we're all struggling.
Amen.
We need to stop struggling and go ahead and build and have an increase.
Right. Yes.
Will you do it?
Yes.
Will you do it? Will you increase? Go ahead and increase.
Yes.
There's no reason why these guys right here, these teenagers, can't be way ahead. If anything, do it for them. Do it for them. Do it for the kids. Do it for those kids back there with Jenny today. Do it so that they'll have something better already. They'll be on a higher level. They'll already know how to pray. They'll already know confession. They'll already know have the authority of the believer. They'll already know these things.
Yeah.
from where you are right now, your children ought to just be able to, whoo!
Yep, that's right.
Get out there. Amen. If I'd have known this stuff when Toby was born, life could have been way better. If I'd have known it when I was 12, it could have really been better. We could have skipped all those stinker years, but don't look back, look forward. Just look forward. Sustained increase. You're not going to go two steps forward and one step back. Up and down, up and down. If you're doing like this in your life emotionally, you're doing something wrong. You should be sustained. Nope, I got this. Nope, I'm depending on the fruits of the Spirit. I've got this. Don't shut me off. We're about to go. You got to stay. You have to get walking in this thing now, because Jesus is coming. He's coming. Well, I don't want him to come because I need to get married and have kids. Listen, heaven is on another level. You will not regret ever crossing over there. You will still love the people you love. You'll still be connected to the people you're connected with. Well, you know, I have this question. You know, I've been married four times, and so which wife am I going to live with? I have an answer for you. Heaven knows. God's got a way, and you won't be disappointed. Amen. You won't be disappointed. Every desire be filled. But what about my children? He's got a way to deal with that. He's got a way. You're not going to lack in anything. So if the rapture happens tomorrow and we're out of here, you're going to be happy. You're going to be a glorified one. You're going to live with me on Victory Lane. I'll come down to your house and I won't have to go over and say, Art, come over and help me. I could just say, Art, come over. We're going to sit out on my veranda and look at the ocean. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Are you good with me?
Yes.
I'm telling you, we're going to increase. We're going to increase.
Yes, we are.
At your hand, miracles are starting right now. Right now. Right now, take it. Right now, miracles start. Right now. Get your hands out of your pocket. Receive it. In Jesus' name. Right now, take it. Take it. Take it. In Jesus' name. Take it right now. Take miracles right now. Take them. At your hand right now. 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 Now turn around and give it to the next row. Right now. Right now. Right now. Miracles. Right now. Right now, if you don't have anybody behind you, just do like this. Right now. Right now, miracles. Right now. Believe God for miracles right now. Right now! Right now! Right now, miracles. Right now. Let it begin right now. Before you lay your head down tonight. Before you lay your head down tonight. It has begun right now. Woo, did you feel that? Woo! He's present right now. He's present right now. You should have felt that right now. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Right now. Right now. Thank you, Lord. I saw this morning. I saw Jesus say, I'm going to take you. And you know how mamas wrap their babies up real tight when they're first born? Swaddled real tight? God's going to do that with you during everything that goes on. And then on the other side of that, you're going to be free to move and flow like never before. People will hear your witness. They're going to hear your voice. They're going to hear your anointed voice. They're going to see your anointing in what you do in your life. It's true. It's true. Just the tone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. He's told me this three times. I have to tell you and we'll go. Does anyone in here remember there's a little story about something called Piper? So that he piped and everyone followed? Okay. It's all about your sound. It's all about your sound. Start piping. Start from the inside out. Start that pipe going. And then when you see people, you don't have to start waving your hand at them and speaking in tongues to them. You speak in English to people. But, you can begin to do that. They're going to hear something in your voice. I'm prophesying it right now that you are a pipe piper. They're going to hear something in your voice that's going to draw them in. Take it right now. Take it right now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen.